Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The Philippines and the U.S. calling on China to behave in accordance with international law. The two countries held their bilateral strategic dialogue in Washington, D.C., weeks after the historic trilateral summit of the Philippines, the U.S., and Japan. During the dialogue, Manila and Washington reaffirmed cooperation in various areas, including promoting maritime order and modernizing their alliance. The two countries then called on China to respect the Philippines' rights in the West Philippine Sea. Human Rights Watch calls on President Marcos to formally rescind the Duterte administration's drug war. Carlos Conde warns the culture of impunity among the police force will continue unless the president officially and explicitly junks the drug policies of his predecessor. Recent reports from the U.S. State Department and Amnesty International showed drug-related extrajudicial killings continue in the Philippines. A former energy secretary calls for the lifting of the moratorium on the construction of coal-fired power plants. In 2020, the Duterte administration banned new applications for such plants, but Jericho Padilla suggests instead of a ban, the country could impose emission standards to mitigate coal's environmental impact. He believes the Philippines should make use of available energy resources to combat its recurring power woes. And water in Metro Manila's main source expected to go down further. State Weather Bureau Pag-asa projects the water level at the Angat Dam could fall near its minimum operating level by end of May. Meanwhile, Pag-asa expects the water level at the Pantabangan and Magat dams to improve. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and I'm on tfc.tv.